All right, today we're covering the most affordable cities for LGBTQ plus couples, and we're doing things a bit different today. We're diving right into it, starting with number seven, going all the way to number one. Number seven is Dallas, Texas. Rents average $1,789 for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. Home values average $361,000 per property. Cost of living is 101% of the national average. Median incomes come in at $55,000 per year, the second lowest on this list of seven. Average incomes are $76,000 per year. And as for cities for same-sex couples, 1.2% of coupled households identify as same-sex couples, ranked the second lowest on this list of seven.
City number six is Denver, Colorado. Rents come in at $2,075 a month, which was the second highest in our list of top seven. Home values come in at $563,000, which is the highest of the top seven. We can relate to the pain of housing costs in Denver, especially hearing a lot from our friends. Cost of living is 127.6% of the national average, which was the highest of the top seven. Median income comes in at $67,000, which was the lowest of the top seven. And average income comes in at $89,000, which was the second highest of the top 10. As for a great city for same-sex couples, 1.8% of coupled households identify as being same-sex couples, which was the second highest in our list of top seven. You're listening to Queer Money episode 493, or watching in some cases. We are continuing to share more lists of affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities in the United States. This week, we are sharing the top seven cities for same-sex couples. Last week, we shared the most affordable LGBTQ friendly cities for single people, and we will continue with this list in just a minute.
Capital One Auto Navigator does more than just auto financing. We're here to help you find a car you love, too. Shop millions of cars from thousands of dealers nationwide. Research your favorite makes and models. Explore dealers near you and more. All on Auto Navigator.
So how did we gather this data? We use the U.S. Census data on cities with the highest percentage of same-sex coupled households. Now, unfortunately, the U.S. Census does not collect information on bisexual opposite-sex households and transgender and non-binary coupled households. The data comes from their American Community Survey, which is something that they conduct on an almost annual basis. And it was also the same basis used by GayCityNews.com when they did an article on the best cities for same-sex couples. But of course, we are then taking this information and overlaying economic data on it, including rent and housing information from Zillow, cost of living from bestplaces.net, and median and average incomes is coming from the U.S. Census as well.
All right, coming back to it, at number five is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, not far from my hometown. Rents average $1,773 per month. Home values average $322,000 per property. Cost of living is 107.4% of the national average. Median income is $64,000 a year. Average income is $85,000 per year. And as for cities for couples, 0.9% of coupled households identify as same-sex couples. So that is the lowest on this list of seven here.
Yeah. City number four is San Antonio, Texas. Rents come in at $1,479 a month, which is the second lowest in the top seven. Home values come in at $287,000, also the second lowest in the top seven. Cost of living comes in at 89.8% of the national average, which was the lowest of the top seven and only one of two cities that were below the national average for cost of living. Median income is $50,000, which is the lowest in the top seven. And average income is $65,000, also the lowest in the top seven. San Antonio just barely ekes out just under 1% of coupled households identify as same-sex couples. That was the second lowest of the top seven after the one John just mentioned, Philadelphia. So remember to smash that like and share button and let other queer folks know about this list, especially folks who you might know who are looking for a more affordable place to live.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC. All right, coming back at number three, we're now on the top three here. Chicago, Illinois. keeps coming up on these lists. Yep. Rents average $2,077 per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment, the highest on this list of seven. Home values average $291,000 per property. Cost of living is 105.7% of the national average. Median income is $62,000 a year. Average income is $87,000 per year. And as for a city for couples, 1.2% of coupled households identify as same-sex couples.
City number two is Columbus, Ohio. I'm kind of surprised that only one city showed up here, but kind of makes sense.
From Ohio.
Yeah, only one city from Ohio, because we've had several lists where multiple cities from Ohio show up, but that's usually because of cost of living being so low. Rents in Columbus show up as $1,421 a month, which is the lowest in the top seven. Home values, $284,000, also the lowest in the top seven. Cost of living, 95.2%, the second lowest in the top seven, and the other city that has a cost of living below the national average. Median income is $57,000, and average income is $74,000, which the average income is the second lowest of the top seven. As for a city for same-sex couples, 1.35% of coupled households in Columbus show up as same-sex couples, which is surprising to me that in Columbus, it's higher than cities like Denver and Chicago and other places. I was really surprised by that.
Yeah, absolutely. So our winner, this is a bit of a surprise to me. Our winner is Washington, D.C., which I don't know if, David, if you knew that it's not part of Maryland. it's its own little district. In Washington, D.C., rents average $2,063 per month. Home values average $456,000 per property. Cost of living is 118.3% of the national average. Median income is $94,000 a year, the highest on this list of seven. And average income comes in at $119,000 per year, also the highest list on this top of seven. It's good to be near all of the senators and congresspeople.
There's lots of money flowing through DC.
As for a city for couples, 2.85% of coupled households identify as same-sex couples. That is the highest on this list here of seven, which is predominantly why probably the incomes and that 2.85% is why this scored the number one spot on this list.
That and also the home values, cost of living and rent were not at the high end, so that brought those portions down. But it's not surprising to me that we see so many same-sex coupled households in DC, because DC has, I think, 14.3% of the DC population identify as members of the LGBT community. So just the fact that there are more means there probably are going to be more same-sex couples.
All right. So what are your thoughts? Share them in the comments on YouTube or TikTok or Spotify or wherever you're watching or listening to us. See the list of all 18 cities that we analyzed for today's show by going to queermoneypodcast.com/cities, and then we'll be right back after these messages.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ+ community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission.
Thank you again for joining us for another episode. Join us next Tuesday when we share the creative ways to fund your gay retirement, and next Thursday when we cover the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly cities for climate migration.
If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each of the states that we're analyzing and all these little fun lists that we're doing, go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you happen to be listening, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have an amazing weekend.